utmost for his highest, September the 30th, the commission of the call. Paul said, "Who now rejoice in my sufferings for you, and fill up that which is behind of the afflictions of Christ in my flesh for his body's sake." Colossians 1:24. We make calls out of our own spiritual consecration. But when we get right with God, he brushes all these aside and rivets us with a pain that is terrific to a thing that we never dreamed of. And for one radiant flashing moment, we see what he is after. And we say, "Here am I, send me." This call has nothing to do with personal sanctification, but with being made broken bread and poured out wine. God can never make us wine if we object to the fingers he uses to crush us with. Oh, if God would only use his own fingers and make me broken bread and poured out wine in a special way. Oh, but when he uses someone whom we dislike, or some set of circumstances to which we said we would never submit, and makes those the crushes, we object. We must never choose the scenes of our own martyrdom. If ever we are going to be made into wine, we will have to be crushed. You cannot drink grapes. Grapes become wine only when they have been squeezed. I wonder what kind of finger and thumb God has been using to squeeze you, and you have been like a marble and escaped. Oh, you are not ripe yet. And if God had squeezed you, the wine would have been remarkably bitter. To be a sacramental personality means that the elements of the natural life are presenced by God as they are broken providentially in his service. We have to be adjusted into God before we can be broken bread in his hands. Keep right with God and let him do what he likes, and you will find that he is producing the kind of bread and wine that will benefit his other children.